something pressing to do. If your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh, yeah. If your feet are restless for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Donald Trump rallying supporters today in swing state Georgia during a faith-based town hall event in Zebulon. Trump reminded supporters they can vote early.
It's going to be a big one. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I really believe that.
The White House responding to new reporting from the New York Times, where former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly recounted occasions when former President Trump would speak highly of Adolf Hitler. Vice President Kamala Harris reacting.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
The Turkish Defense Ministry reporting more than two dozen Kurdish militant targets were destroyed in airstrikes in Iraq and northern Syria. This following an attack on an aerospace facility in Turkey's capital that left at least five people dead, 22 hurt. Wall Street, the Dow down 409 points today. This is ABC News. Boeing is reporting a $6 billion loss on the same day that its striking machinists are voting on a new offer that would give them a 35% pay raise and at a six-week-long strike.
Really, the main sticking point is over pensions. The 33,000 machinists lost their pensions a decade ago. Now, 10 years later, they're demanding to get them back. Boeing is saying in 2024, that's not possible. Most companies don't have pensions anymore, let alone bring them back after they went away. But the workers are standing firm, with some saying they will vote no on Boeing's latest offer because it does not bring back their pensions.
ABC's Alex Stone. The baseball Los Angeles Dodgers starter Shohei Ohtani hit for his 50th home run this season has sold for nearly $4.4 million, a record high for any ball in any sport. Last month, Ohtani